More than 30 people took to the mic at last night's meeting to voice their thoughts on the cycling event which took center stage in Aspen last week. No one described any major inconveniences, and the comments were mostly supportive. Aspen resident Blanca O'Leary.
As a family, we just love living here in Aspen, and this is one of the reasons we do. We all received phone calls. It was all over social media. This gave us another sense of pride for knowing that we made the right decision to move here.
Several hotel owners said they were booked full during the event, while other commenters brought up Aspen's growing reputation as a world-class cycling community. There were also some concerns. Daniel Song is vice president and general manager of the Aspen Music Festival and School. He said the Papke Park concert put on by bike race organizers conflicted with the festival's final performance of the season.
It was kind of a shock, not only just to the patrons in the tent, in the lawn, but also the performers can all hear it. We'd like to cooperate better going forward and just see if we can avoid situations like that.
Other criticisms included street closures and parking problems, as well as the event's impact on some local businesses. Aspen resident Lori Winterman.
The bike race had 4 blocks or so of their own sponsors and their own team people. And so people were buying it so enthusiastically, all of their stuff, and then really not buying from our guys.
Several business owners at the meeting said sales were either slow or at a standstill during the Pro Challenge. However, most said they still supported the race and they wanted to find a way to work with the city to make race day less cumbersome. Mayor Steve Scadron said the council will take the public's feedback into consideration when talks for next year's race begin in 3 weeks. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Rebecca Kruth.